Hi, this is Mandar Garge, VP of Digital Transformation at eZest. Welcome to the fourth podcast in the series. In the last podcast, I talked about the two approaches to digital transformation, the RPA approach and the integrations approach. The approach of creating business processes on common platforms by using integration platform analytics and cloud is the most effective and also a smart way, and it allows you to build intelligence and decision-making ability in the ecosystem itself. The systems decide and communicate with each other directly, take decisions, and take actions too. And the analytics behind the scenes drive this decision-making. But once you do that, doesn't the enterprise digital landscape become complex? It indeed does. As the enterprises digitalize its processes, the activity of humans shift from manual operations to more decision-making activities, approval activities via a software. So the overall complexity of the landscape increases significantly. When digital versions of the processes start integrating with each other, the organization's productivity often increases, and so does the business execution pace, but the complexity also goes up. So the team of the CIO and the enterprise architects have to ensure a very lean transformation landscape. Lean meaning it is the one that consolidates platforms and tech stacks and infrastructure. If it's a lean landscape, it is indeed having an appetite to absorb more and more digital processes and still maintain less complexity. So what is this complexity and how does this expand with digital transformation? Let me give you two different types of complexities. The first complexity is the technology complexity, where you have too many technology stacks for similar types of business processes. For example, you may have Salesforce CRM as the CRM in one business division and HubSpot as a CRM in another one. Another example of such type of complexity is in the area of customer-facing content websites and applications. Now, these applications could be managed on one single platform like the Adobe Experience Manager or Optimizely or Acquia as an example. And some of the other sites could be managed directly on standalone instances of Drupal or WordPress. Now, the applications have to be maintained and managed in various technologies. The content has to be managed in different stacks and different databases. So it increases complexity. Yet another example is the case of data engineering and analytics. Different business groups can create different data warehouses and data platforms, and that too are different engineering technology stacks. This is often a result of either organic growth of the enterprise without the right IT strategy or mergers and acquisitions or both. The other type of complexity is the business complexity. This is where the increase in digital business processes and higher level of digital maturity, the decision making points may increase. That is approvals, triggers of other actions on certain notifications by multiple users and so on. In doing so, it may hold up other business processes and the approvers or the actors may not be able to fathom the impact of the business execution delay. With multiple actors, by actors I mean users or personas, with multiple actors handling multiple actions across multiple business applications, there are bound to be execution delays. For example, you can have one business processes in which multiple decision making people have to log in and take decisions in a sequence. You can have one business process spanned across multiple applications, and multiple decision makers and users have to take different actions and different decisions across multiple business processes. The users, and this often ends up into execution delays. Now the decision makers, which are the users, have to make too many decisions at multiple places. So prioritization becomes a problem. This often causes bottlenecks. Business processes can also get delayed by the decision makers themselves because they do not know which tasks or which activity need their immediate attention. If the users and decision makers are not able to identify the bottlenecks or analyze the impact of those bottlenecks, then the business execution suffers and the processes may halt or pause until the next user performs his or her action and clears the process for the next decision maker to perform his or her in the value chain. Let me give you an example. Let's consider three business processes, and I'm going to give an example which is of the processes that are fairly common to any kind of organization. One, a leave management system. Another one is the talent acquisition process. And third one is the help desk for employees. Now let's assume that each of this business process is actually digitalized on one or more application platforms. Let's look at the multiple steps involved in each. The leave management process has the steps of an applicant logging in, applying for the leave, requesting the manager, then the manager having to log in, the manager having to approve, and then the applicant receiving the notifications of approval or rejection. These are the steps. Second process is the talent acquisition process. In this, the steps could be the hiring manager logs in, he or she creates a requisition, then the manager of the manager receives an email with the request for approval. The manager of the manager can either approve or reject. Based on the approval or rejection, you can have multiple subsequent workflows. The third is a ticketing system or the help desk system, in which any member log up. This is from the aspect of the technicians solving the logged in tickets. So a help desk member logs in, he analyzes the ticket, he updates the ticket status and the description with the analysis. If required, sends it to the next level of the specialist. The specialist can take some action and resolve the ticket, send it back to the first level, and the first level then either closes it and does the due diligence. So all of these are internal processes, just for the simplicity. Let's assume the processes are handled by or accessed by five different roles, multiple users from the following five roles: a regular employee, a help desk assistant, which is level one, help desk specialist, which is level two, then the manager, and then the fifth one is the talent acquisition member. So now you look at this. You have three processes, five actors, and in each process, let's say there are six steps. So there are 18 steps which each actor may have to deal with. So 18 times 5 for three business processes and five actors, the number of steps involved could be up to 90. The actor who is a decision maker either performs an action or executes a decision by performing some tasks. He or she has no idea of how or how many further downstream actions and processes he or she is holding up by not performing the task he or she is bound to perform in a timely manner. So here we considered only three processes and five roles. One additional dimension of complexity is the number of members for each type of actor. So one role can have multiple users. There could be multiple managers, multiple level one help desk engineers, multiple level two help desk engineers, and so on. Yet another dimension is you may have still many more business processes and still many more roles. So now you can imagine the complexity going up tremendously. Hence, there's always a need to simplify this complex mesh of business processes, rules, decision-making points. There's a many-to-many communication, multiple people doing multiple steps in multiple applications, and the ecosystem becomes complex. So, if you could collaboratively make the applications talk to each other or present their actions and tasks in one place, it would be much more simpler for every user and decision maker to do his or her job. Additionally, if you could introduce AI in taking decisions by itself, where the systems can take decisions by themselves and they could even perform the tasks that today a user is performing, then it would be just the next level of transformation that an enterprise would achieve. How to do this, or how this can be achieved, is something I'll discuss in my next podcast. So thank you, folks, for listening to my podcast. The entire series is available on the EZIST website at www.e-zist.com/podcasts. Stay tuned.